Joe and Alex show, and I know you're going to relate to this if you have a Facebook. You've probably seen this, but experts are warning not to do this anymore, especially they're talking to parents out there this time of year. Alex, any clue what they're saying? You know, this seems like a cute idea, but you should not be doing it.
Not having a Facebook at all.
Well, that could be one thing, but no. Security experts are warning proud parents not to post back-to-school pictures of their children on social media. The experts say these sort of images can be used to gather personal info such as school, location, a child's full name, or even birth dates to paint a picture of who they are. The expert says the information can make the kids vulnerable to predators. The expert also urges parents to disable location tagging and maximize their privacy settings. So,
oh yeah, this is not surprising at all. You also shouldn't be putting your kid's name, initials are fine, but their name on their backpack, like Alex. You shouldn't write Alex on their backpack because some creepo can just yell out to them while they're waiting for the bus or whatever, "Hey, Alex," and they can pretend like they know her.
Well, you could also just be like, "Fortnite," and they're like, "What?"
That's true.
Now,
please get your kids educated about the pedophiles.
If you ever have kiddos, are you going to, and this goes to you, Alex, and Liv the Web Girl, either one of you, are you going to put photos up online of them, like for the first day of school, like Jimmy's first day?
I think it's okay if you're very careful about not including their school logo on their shirt and in the picture, you know, things like that. That's where parents mess up, or putting the name of the school.
Two things. One, probably not, because I think it's annoying when parents do that and they post a million pictures of their kids going back to school. No offense, I don't really care. Two, I'm probably not going to have kids because Alex has scared me about all of the dangers that can happen to them about getting, like, assaulted and murdered and kidnapped.
That's exactly why you should, because you've got me in your life. I'm going to keep you straight.
I need you, Alex. I'm asking you, please stop this. Our new boss, she was going to rent like an apartment or a house or something, but you scared her thinking that if she goes to that part of town, she'll get abducted or raped.
Yeah, well, she wanted to buy like a first floor apartment. That's the first rule of apartment buying, is you never buy a first floor if you're a single woman. And our boss is single, I think, ready to mingle. I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there. But... She may not like that, but she's single, ready to mingle, and she's got a sliding glass door on the first floor at this apartment she was looking at. I said, no. Horrible idea. That is asking to get taken.
I don't think anybody's asking to get taken.
That is. Yes, it is. When you are a woman living on your own, all a guy has to do is peep in there and see how easy it would be to take you or sneak in the middle of the night. They know that you don't have a guy living there. They can see your whole routine. When you're up on an elevated floor, they can't like look in your windows and notice when you come in every day, when you leave every day, you know, all that stuff. It's harder to track you.
Yeah, they have to get a drone then so they can actually see what's going on.
That's right. They have to buy a drone.
That's real dedication. All right, let's go to line number one this morning. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
This is Andrew. How are you?
Doing great. What do you think about parents putting the photos up of the kids going back to school the first day? Security experts say that's a no-no. Don't be doing that.
There's something even worse than that. You know, you can control who sees your Facebook. What you can't control are all these parents that put like the little sticker families on their back windows of their vehicles.
Ooh.
Not only are you advertising to anyone who wants to follow you home how many people live in the house, but you're saying if you have a dog, a cat, how many people do I have to kill when I break in?
That is so genius. I'm never having a stick figure family ever.
Why are you guys so paranoid? Not everybody is out to kill you.
Yes, they are, actually. See, I've talked about this on the show before. There are two types of people in this world. There are people like Joe who choose to pretend the bad things and disturbing things never happen in this world because it makes them uncomfortable.
Well,
and then there's people like me that like to know every single awful, horrible thing that goes on so that I can be proactive in protecting my family one day.
I'm protective. I've got a gun in our house, but I'm not paranoid that everybody's going to come try to rape me
my wife. It's not being paranoid. It's being prepared.
How do you know this type of stuff?
Well, I was in the Navy. We did force protection. And we did training on anti-terrorism so that we couldn't be targets for terrorism based on like our knowledge that we learned, you know, our security clearance knowledge. So this was a big thing that they talked about. You're basically advertising way too much information about yourself, putting yourself out there too far.
My dream guy. That's what I mean. I need to marry somebody that's fluent in terrorism training. That's my dream.
Out of me, Alex, and Liv the Web Girl, who do you think's most likely to have something happen because we put too much stuff out there?
Oh, definitely you.
There you go.
What do you mean? What do I do?
Oh, I mean, I know your wife's name. With that information, I can figure out where you live.
That's true. At least I have a nickname. I call the Egyptian, so nobody knows what his real name is.
Matt.
Exactly.
Well, there, I just did it. Take him.
Well, yeah, and Jewel Daddy. I mean, I guess you could go on Instagram and see. I tag him and stuff. I mean, he gave me permission, though.
Yeah, but so every little bit that you put out about yourself puts you at a higher risk. And bad things happen to good people, so don't ever think it can't happen to you. Watch Dateline.
That's right.
Yeah, man, all those poor guys Chris Hansen had to show up with. You know what I mean? Like, what do they do? Wow, well, I'm not creeped out at all. Why do you always do this to me? You always try to make things scary.
You're the one that's getting trying to convince your wife to have a baby. At least I can help you be prepared.
Okay. Thanks, Alex.